International Baton Twirling Federation's World Championships get underway Wednesday in Paris with competitors from more than 40 countries, and there's a Wisconsinite on Team USA. 21-year-old Trax Nelson Kvyats of Superior is the only male who made the 25-member U.S. team. He'll be performing to the Rolling Stones song Paint It Black for his rhythmic solo routine. Trax spoke with Kate Archer-Kent earlier this week about the sport, which he considers a performance art, and his journey to competing on this global stage.
Out of the 25 members of Team USA, you are the only man on the team. How do you deal with the stereotypes and the stigma of baton twirling?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's something that I've been talking about quite frequently lately, and something that I've really been trying to push back on. And I'll take a step back to when I was in about high school or so. So I was a competitive baton twirler when I was younger. I grew up in a very creative and artistic family. So we had musicians and painters and hairstylists and carpenters, a little bit of everything. So I grew up fully immersed in the arts and the performing arts. And my mom also owns a dance and baton twirling studio in Superior. So I really grew up in her studio. I fell in love with baton twirling at a very young age. And I was a competitive baton twirler all through elementary school and middle school. But there did come a time when I got to high school where I took a step back a little bit, because there is a certain stigma around being a male in a predominantly female sport such as baton twirling. But it is something that I stuck with throughout high school. I did teach in high school, but took a step back from competing. And then once I graduated high school, you know, I think everybody kind of has a point in their life where they just stop caring what anybody else thinks. And so once I graduated high school, I kind of had that realization, and I was like, this is something that I still love to do. This is something that I can do. And since then, I'm super grateful to have had the opportunities that I have to travel, not just throughout the United States, but internationally with baton twirling. But you're absolutely correct. There is definitely a stigma around being a male baton twirler.
You consider baton twirling more of a performance art than a sport. Why is that?
I do. So it is a sport, but it is very creative and very unique, and each individual twirler has their own style. So I think that it's expressive and very artistic. And so that's why I put it under the category of a performing art for myself personally, and other people may view it differently, but I definitely consider it more of a performing art.
I love how baton twirling is in the DNA of your family. Can you talk about, you know, as soon as you were able to walk, you started twirling baton. That's not normal for a toddler.
Yes, I did. So my mom, Carolyn Nelson Kvyats, owns Sterling Silver Studio in Superior. It is originally started out as a baton twirling core, but is also a dance studio now. So like I said earlier, I really grew up in the studio. And like you said, as soon as I was able to walk, probably even before I was able to walk, I picked up twirling and picked up dance. And it's just kind of taken off from there. There's many pictures of me little in a car seat in the corner of the studio watching all the older kids twirl. And so I really did grow up with it. And it's something that is, I particularly like that my whole family is involved in it. So my sister Rockin is also a baton twirler, and she is actually the one that, well, her and my aunt Carrie are the ones that choreographed the solo that I qualified to compete in Paris with. So it's really kind of a family thing we have going on.
So you are doing this rhythmic singles routine to Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. Can you describe this routine that they created?
Yes, it was very collaborative between all four of us, I guess I should say, myself and my sister and my mom and my aunt. So it was kind of a collaborative effort. So there's a little bit of all four of our styles in there. We all kind of have a different style. And so there's a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah. When do you know that you have just the right move, just the right technique? And what is it like to bring baton and set it to music?
Well, I should start by saying there's always more you can do. So I'm always working to improve what I already have going on or add different little things in. But when it comes down to it, when you go out there and perform, you're just doing your thing. And so when I'm out there, I just have to let everything go and do my thing. And, you know, it happens how it happens. But setting it to music, I think, is something that's also very expressive. So I'm a musician myself, and I've always had a deep passion for the way that music makes me feel, the way I can make people feel with my music. Myself and my sister are also in a band together called Born Too Late. We play all around the upper Midwest. So when we were looking for a song for this routine, I was looking for something a little bit different, not necessarily something that you would think of when you're watching a dance routine or a twirling routine. So I was looking for something a little bit different, something that kind of followed my, you know, the era and the genre of music that I enjoy listening to myself. And so it was actually my sister who picked out this song. And she was like, I have some really cool ideas, and I think this could be good. And I think this is the one we should do. So we went with it. And here we are.
Trax, what will it be like in Paris? Can you talk about what these global championships, how they work, and what we can expect?
Yes, absolutely. So I had the opportunity to travel to Turin, Italy last summer in 2025. And I was in a competition called the Nations Cup, which is similar to the World Championship, but I suppose it's one level below the World Championship. So an incredible honor and a very cool opportunity that I was able to attend last summer. And I was starstruck by the talent there. You know, each country has their own representatives, and none of them are short of amazingly talented. And so I am expecting a very similar vibe and a very similar atmosphere at the World Championship this year in Paris.
Are male baton twirlers more prolific in other countries? What do you see?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that particularly in the United States, you know, we talked about that stigma earlier of being a male in a predominantly female environment and sport. And I think that is particularly relevant in the United States and not so relevant in other countries. So it's definitely predominantly female around the world, but there is a lot more male baton twirlers from other countries as opposed to the United States.
What is your training schedule like to get ready for Paris, to get ready for the global championships?
Yes, so we've been working hard just about every day. You know, I do all sorts of things that I think help me prepare, not only physically and skill-wise, but also mentally. And so one thing that really got me back into competitive baton twirling was teaching. I started teaching when I was in high school and really grew a love and a passion for working with kids and teaching them what I've learned throughout the years and also sharing my love for baton twirling with them. And so I believe that when I teach, I really do learn just as much from the kids as they learn from me. And I think that even that in itself, just being in that environment and, you know, sharing what I know and learning from them also helps me prepare for something like this.
Take us to Sterling Silver Studio, the studio your mother is owner of. What is special about the community in this dance studio in Superior?
Yes, absolutely. So we have just about 400 kids. We're in our 36th season this year. And I think that what truly makes Sterling Silver special is that, as opposed to just focusing on being the best baton twirler or being the best dancer or winning a trophy at a competition, we really focus on building the child and the student as a whole. So we do lots and lots of community engagement. We help host community events. We have a leadership program. And so as opposed to just teaching dance, we also have a very big emphasis on being engaged in your community, being a kind person, mental health, body positivity, all of those things. So I think that it's a very special environment and a very, very welcoming place.
I wonder as well, it allows you to kind of flex your own creativity with baton twirling and try new things. But I wonder, do you ever get nervous about executing these high aerial baton throws and catches? What are the mental hurdles in twirling?
When I'm out performing, regardless of what it is, whether it's music or baton twirling, I make mistakes, and so does everybody. And I think that that is one of the biggest mental hurdles for a performer in the performing arts, is that things are going to happen. And when you get out there, you do the best that you can. And that's the mindset that I have, whether I'm playing guitar or singing or twirling baton or dancing or whatever I may be doing. So I work hard and I practice hard, but once I'm out there, you just got to do your best, and what happens, happens.
Right. Like, making mistakes is human, but you have to put yourself out there and try.
That's right.
Do you have to work on coordination to twirl with both hands? Is there something about coordination that is specific to baton twirling?
One thing that I've worked on myself my whole life, and that I really emphasize to my students, is that you have to help your body work all together simultaneously. So everything you can do in your right hand, you have to be able to do it in your left hand as well. And it's not just twirling the baton, but your baton is almost like your prop. And so you're dancing with this additional prop. And so everything kind of works together. There's absolutely coordination involved, hand-eye coordination, clearly. I was a baseball player and a hockey player when I was younger. And you would be surprised how much crossover there is between something like that and twirling baton.
Is there a specific skill or move that you just love to do is a challenge, but you really love it?
Sure. Like I said, everybody kind of has their own way of twirling and style. I've always really been a fan of just twirling as fast as I can. And that's really what I try to focus on is speed and my tosses and things like that.
How do you want to make your mark on baton twirling? What do you want your legacy to be?
Absolutely. So this is another reason why I got back into competing, because I realized that there was a lack of male baton twirlers, particularly in the United States. And I thought to myself, why is that? And so when I got back into it, I thought about that for a lot. And, you know, I was just kind of thinking, like, what am I really doing here? Obviously, you know, I'm representing the United States and I have the opportunity to travel internationally. But when I retire from baton twirling, what are people going to know who I am? Am I going to make a difference? And so I really wanted to try to emphasize something that would have a legacy in the sport. And so my goal is to really push back on the stigma that being a male in a predominantly female sport, or being a female in a predominantly male sport, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to just be related to baton twirling. Mm-hmm. Doing one of those things is okay. And to help show people that things are not just for one kind of people or one gender. And so I'm really trying to push back on that stigma And I also hope that I'm able to inspire somebody to either try baton twirling or just try something new. And it's never too early, never too late. Try something new and find what you love and do what you love.
Trax, all the best to you. We're rooting you on from Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Trax Nelson-Kavayets is a champion baton twirler, musician, and Team USA representative from Superior. He talked to Kate Archer-Kent about preparing to compete in the International Baton Twirling Federation's World Championships taking place in Paris.